In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As you just heard the statement signed by the bishops of North America and Canada in our semi-annual meeting, which was held last week. So we designated this Sunday in all the churches in North America to pray for the martyrs, for the persecution against the Christians in Egypt and everywhere. So today we ask each one of you in his personal prayers and also in the liturgy today to pray for all the martyrs and the confessors and also the families that's been affected by the persecution in everywhere and especially in the land of Egypt. And today also we agreed that we will focus in our sermons in all the churches regarding to the Christian martyrdom. And especially because the gospel of the second Sunday of the month of Baba usually stress on that, on this, when our Lord Jesus Christ said to Simon Peter, said to him, do not be afraid. So as a Christian, we are not afraid from the persecution. But also, as our Lord Jesus Christ taught us to also to talk about injustice in this world, not only to be afraid, but at the same time to talk and stand before the injustice. A Christian martyr is one who is killed for the following Christianity, and this is different means. Stoning, crucifixion, burning, head behead, torture. And the word martyr comes from a Greek word which means witness. So the person who sacrificed himself, who being killed by after the name of our Lord, so he becomes a witness for his faith. At first, the term applied to the Father the Apostles. At the first, in the beginning, very beginning of Christianity, the same term of martyr applied to apostles. But once Christian started to undergo persecution, the term came to be applied to those who suffered hardships for their faith. And finally, it was restricted to those who had been killed for their faith. So anyone has been killed for his faith, so we call him martyr. So that's why the early Christian period before Constantine the First was the classic age of martyr. But a martyr's death was considered a baptism in blood. Cleanse one of sin as baptism in water did, because early Christian venerated the martyrs as powerful intercessor, and their utterances were treasured as inspired, especially by the Holy Spirit. Because at the time of the martyr tombs, we find many people, they were not get a time for to be baptized. But we consider those people, they saw the martyrs while they through their persecution and so on, and then confessed their faith and they being killed. So we consider their killed, this is a kind of a blood baptism for them. Let's go and focus on the martyrdom in Christian theology. The lives of the martyrs became a source of inspiration for Christians and their lives, and relics were revered. That's the second century, the church father, one of the church fathers, Tertullian, wrote that the blood martyrs is the seed of the church. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. That's which implying that the martyrs' willing sacrifice of their lives leads to the conversion of others. And this is it occurred and many happened in the stories of many martyrs. while they took them in a line to for the place where they will get martyred. So the other people, they saw their encouragement, their faith, so they follow those martyrs in their faith. So so the age of the martyrdom led to presence relics in altars. That's there is a tradition in the Orthodox Church that we keep the relics of the martyrs, and the church is built on the relics of the martyrs, and they keep the relics under the altar of the church. If you go to visit if any one of you went and visit the Saint Mark Cathedral in Cairo, this is it's happened because the place where the shrine of the Saint Mark underneath the cathedral, it's rightly directly under the altar, the middle altar of the cathedral, which you go by steps around and then you went down. So the relics, it's immediately under, directly under the altar of the main cathedral. The first non-Christian martyr was Saint Stephen, as recorded in the book of Acts chapter 6, who was stoned to death for his faith, and Saint Stephen was killed for his support, belief and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And there were probably other early Christian martyrs besides Saint Stephen, but that was very clear mentioned in the book of Acts that he was the first martyr. And the church also recognized this day of the martyrs, especially the Coptic Church, and we call it the Nairuz, the beginning of the new year of the Coptic calendar, known as the Year of Martyrs. That's why we call it AM, it's Anno Martyr. Anno Martyr. That's why it's the beginning of the beginning of the year. AM, we call it 1917 to 21 AM, which AM means abbreviation of Anno Martyr. And the separation falls on the first day of the month of Tut, which the first month of the Coptic year, which usually coincides with the 11th day, around 11th day of September. But the martyr and the meaning of the in the life of the martyr is to overcome Satan. So that the martyr overcome Satan. Because Satan attempted to wipe out Christian faith, and by arousing the rules to persecute the Christians, those rules used all forms of torture to frighten the Christians so they would deny their faith. And that was like a diabolic wars against the Christians and the faith. It's not the Satan only against the person himself, but his diabolic, this war, it goes directly to our Lord Jesus himself. As the Satan, while our Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross, the Satan kept saying to him, if you are Jesus, if you are Messiah, if you are the Lord, come down from the cross. He wanted by this way to prevent the salvation, to stop the processing of the salvation. Why? Because he knows that if he stops that, so if this goes on, this is the end of the Satan, the overcome of the Satan. So the martyr life, it proves that he overcome the Satan, the martyr himself. So the martyr showed that the Christianity was victorious, and the Christian faith spread through them even more. And the courage of the martyrs and their perseverance and the enduring pain attracted thousands of people to Christianity. And the blood of the martyrs became the seeds of the church, as the scholar Tertullian said. Also, Saint Cyril of Alexandria explains that the entire purpose of the incarnation was for our beloved Lord Jesus Christ was to save the impoverished state of humanity and to help it with his divine aid and love. But in order to fully help and save humanity, he had to take all that it was as his own without sin in order to lift it to the heights of his glory. So that the purpose of the true faithful of Christian in the midst of the suffering, it is to be united with him in his suffering. So that I took this imitate himself in his suffering. I'm not suffering sincerely, right? Should we, for example, slack our grip and fall into carelessness with unreasonable revealing, living for the sake of pleasure? Or should we give our service over to prayer, standing in tears before our Savior, seeking and resting for his assistance, and even asking for courage in case it is his will that he should suffer for us? The blessed prophet David also, he shows that those who put their trust in God were most courageous when he says, act like men and let your hearts be strong, all you who hope in the Lord. And St. Paul the Apostle said, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope, and no hope does not disappoint. Also, we see in the life of the martyr the life of joy, the life of joy of resurrection, because and victory over Satan. Because any martyrs, he looked to the eternity, to the second, this second life in Christ. So every one of them, while they were shedding their blood, they looking to that, to the overcome Satan and live for eternity with Christ. And that's the victorious, they witnessed to Christ, not by words, but their martyrdom. So they became witness. So the Greek word, when we call shahid or martyrs, means witness. Witness for whom? For Christ. As I said, that it's a joy of the resurrection, also the Lord's promise to us that we will tread over all the power of the enemy is a promise full of power and comfort, and which removes away fear from the hearts. The Church has appreciated such a divine promise that it put it at the end of the thanksgiving prayer. So we say in the thanks over it that you give us power of the enemy. God's children should be strong. All these circumstances, because people sometimes they fell in scaring, they find that this is it's hard for this persecution. But as God's children should be strong, because they were created in his image and likeness, and the God is powerful. And we say about him, holy is the Lord God Almighty, therefore they should be strong like him. And in the gospel of this second Sunday of month of Baba, our Lord Jesus Christ, the message for each one of us is not to be afraid. Do not be afraid. That's why we, as we read the stories of the martyrs, may our Lord help us to understand and to be model our lives after them, and see how the meanings of the Holy Resurrection revealed in their lives. So when we hear about the stories of the martyrs, we look for our Lord Jesus Christ, as he took our image and became, and we became like him. So we ask our Lord to help us to be a model our lives like after like and after the martyrs. So may our Lord grant us the joy of the resurrection, which revealed in the fathers of the martyrs. And that joy of the martyrs, they lived, and during their persecution, they showed their happiness and joy. So we can follow in their footsteps and see how they spread the faith by shedding their blood. And also to be a good model as a Christian, not to persecute others because they're persecuting us, but also to give a good model of our Lord Jesus Christ in the world, so anyone who can see us can glorify his name in the heaven. And glory be to God now and forever. Amen.